He doesn't want to lose to Iowa. I'm sure he's got several of his buddies emailing him, texting him. Coach Kittle said his Facebook's blowing up with old Iowa guys. You know. But that's I'm sure that'll be fun for them. I mean, it's when it comes down to it, he's coached, you know, I'm sure, against people like that before. It's a, you know, he just keeps preaching, you know, we want to win third bowl in a row. It's one of those things. You want to go into next year, positive attitude, and I'm sure it'll be a little sweeter since it's Iowa. But I mean, I don't know how much he's actually thinking about that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. How's it going?
Good. Just how would you describe how Landry's been looking here in the last few weeks since you've had a chance to recruit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's as vocal as he's ever been. He's, you know, being a really good leader for the offense, you know, for the team as a whole, you know, and man, he can throw the football. So it's one of those things where, you know, we've all put that Oklahoma State loss behind us, you know, just building to play a solid game against Iowa.
What's been the attitude like since you guys have gotten down here? Because obviously,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure you didn't foresee yourselves playing in, but.
Right. I mean, the Inside Bowl, the whole, you know, support group here, you know, the committees and stuff, they've been nothing but great to us. So we're happy to be here. You know, this is what we earned. So, you know, it's fun. And we've been having fun with it. I mean, Arizona is fun to play. It's fun to play in. The, you know, weather's great. We've been having really solid practices, you know, really upbeat, enthusiastic, you know, trying to, you know, get ready to play probably the most physical team we've played all year. So it's one of those things where, you know, you got to have a positive attitude. You can't let, you know, the three losses from the season, you know, give you a little hangover for the bowl game. So we're just excited to play on Friday and, you know, excited to face a really tough opponent.
Is there an opponent that you faced this season that Iowa's defense resembles?
I would say the style of their defensive line really, you know, is the team that is, I mean, Florida State was probably the most physical defensive line we played, and Iowa, the way they just play right down the middle of you and just, you know, just play right at the line of scrimmage. It's definitely different than pretty much anyone we faced. I mean, they play a similar defense, you know, structurally, but you know, the style they play at defensive line is definitely something we really haven't faced this year. And I don't know how much spread tempo they've seen, but you know, so it'll be an interesting contrast of styles when it comes both sides of the ball. So it should be pretty intriguing to watch.
Tell me about Blake and just what it's like having a quarterback like that.
Yeah,
when you get down near the goal line. And just
it's ability. Once the first time when we put it in, all right, let's do it. Sure. And then once we saw how effective it was, it's one of those things where, you know, you keep now we can expand the package because, I mean, he's got a rocket of an arm too. So it's been fun. You know, we all like doing that package because basically it's you know, everyone's blocked and it's just a 260-pound guy running the ball. So it's one of those things where, you know, we give him a lot of because they've given him so many nicknames. He's great. But
what's your favorite nickname?
I just call him Dozer now. I've shortened Belldozer to Dozer. And literally, I don't think I've called him Blake in like a month. It's just Dozer. And he'll just, every time, he'll just smile and go, really? Yeah. Really? they were trying to come up with nicknames for it. And I think it was probably in the Oklahoman or one of the, you know, one of our sports sites that came, they just named him Belldozer, the package, and definitely stuck.